Hey, hey, be there, dads. It's Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It. Thanks so much for joining us each week for the Be There Dad feature. We've enjoyed sharing a portion of an interview that we've done on the Unpacking It radio show with you at Be There Dad, and I hope that you've been challenged by Tony Bennett, by Mike McCartney, Jarrett Payton, Spencer Tillman, and we will continue to share a little part of the interview that they talk about being a father or having a father and that relationship, and I hope that it's always encouraging and inspiring to you. But this week, I wanted to do something a little bit differently, and I wanted to share a story that jumped out to me, and I ended up talking about it on the Unpacking It radio show. But today, I just wanted to share it with you as well, and maybe you saw it, but maybe we can think about it just a little bit deeper today. And basically, it involves a father and a son, and it's a famous father, Snoop Dogg, and he's one of the most famous rappers of all time, and his son, Cordell Broaddus. He was a four-star wide receiver who, coming out of high school, ended up deciding to go to UCLA, and they even did a TV show that included his senior year of high school with Snoop Dogg, kind of, you know, following him and being a part of the whole football atmosphere. Well, earlier this year, Broaddus ended up deciding to not play football anymore, and so right in the middle of his football career at UCLA, he decided to move on and pursue a career in the film industry at the school. And so this past week, he ended up posting a happy birthday to his dad, Snoop Dogg. And he had this to say. He said, quote, "I played football for my father because I thought that was the only way he would love me and be a part of my life. It took me 12 years to realize he loves Cordell Broaddus, the person, not Cordell Broaddus, the football player. The best day of my life was when I heard those exact words." That, to me, is powerful. Coming from a son and really being that transparent, a well-known son and a well-known father, to be that transparent, I think is huge. But I hope today you're willing to kind of look at the motivation for why your kids do what they do. Why do they participate in certain activities, play certain sports? And is there something driving them because they feel like you will only love them if they do that? And I think it's something that maybe it's hard to admit that maybe they are, and to be willing to have that conversation and for them to really understand and believe, you know, this line that he said, he loves Cordell Broaddus, the person, not Cordell Broaddus, the football player. And so today, I hope you're willing to kind of fill in the blank, whatever that may be, and make sure that your kids know that you love them for the person that they are. And so that's my thought today here on Be Their Dad and our partnership with Unpacking It. And so we'll talk to you again next week. If you want to hear the full show, at unpackingit.com, we have podcasts available, and it's a sports show that talks about faith and life and all sorts of different topics that I think are just a little bit more meaningful and purposeful in the scheme of things in the sports world. So I hope that you're willing to check that out as well. But thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again right here at Be Their Dad.